أمين. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين وعلى كل من سار على منواله واقتفى آثاره بإحسان إلى يوم القرار والخلود والثبات والدين. أما بعد, the chairman of this great occasion, a highly esteemed and respected professor, brothers and sisters, all protocol duly observed. Salamu minallahi alaykum wa rahmatu minhu wa barakatuhu. First and foremost, some of the things he said on me, I'm not that person. Because I know myself better. Umar, yani Abu Bakr Siddiq says, Allahumma ij'alni khayran mimma yadhunnun wa qini sharra ma la ya'lamun wa la tu'akhidhni bima yaqulun. Oh Allah, do make me better than their expectations. Don't take me to the task upon their expressions. Ibn Taymiyyah, when he was, people talked about him, he said, well, ana lastu bi shay wa la li shay wa la minni shay. I am nobody and I have nothing, nothing belongs to me. That is what I have to say, because I know myself better than what my brother would say. Thank you very much for your kind remarks on this poor, miskin, created entity. I'm not international. I am local of the locals. Today is the 13th day of the month of Rajab. Do you fast in Ayyam al-Bid? Today is 13, tomorrow 14 and 15. Fast these 3 days, very important according to the Sunnatic narrative. If you fast these 3 days, you are definitely going to maximally acquire a lot of reward from Allah the Almighty. Please take that into consideration. In brackets, the fourth day of the month of February 2023. CE, don't say AD. Don't say AD. Because I have warning people to desist from using the terms AD. Because if I should ask you, tell me the meanings of these initials, AD. What are you going to tell me? You will tell me after that. That is a catastrophic mistake. There's a pathological mistake. Don't say AD. Well, you say it because of quotation. If you tell me after, then I ask you, who dies? Who dies? So it should be AC after Christ. From the onset, my respected chairman and members of these August gathering, let me start by making a reference to what happened almost some 600 years back, almost. When Abdurrahman al-Dakhil, the falcon of the Arabs, this is popularly known, Saqrul Arab, when he left Damascus at the end of the demise of the Umayyad Empire, when the Abbasids were looking helter-skelter for them to be butchered, to be killed, he narrowly escaped their hot pursuit through Libya, Algeria, and then to the Iberian Peninsula. That was in 611 CE. At the age of 26, a minor, you will say, yet he went and established the new Umayyad Caliphate in Portugal, in Spain, and some part of the southern France. That caliphate spans for more than 800 years until it was destroyed by Queen Isabella of Sicily and her husband Aragon, Ferdinand of Aragon, Ferdinand, in 1492, the so-called year in which Columbus discovered America. Is a lie. It was there Columbus himself was discovered. Muslims are in America before coming of Columbus, or Amerigo Vespucci. Look, my point is, this guy was minor. was young, but he was there at the Iberian Peninsula. He established scholarship. He built the biggest mosque in Cordova or Cordoba, Spain. Then Cordoba had lights. They were not there in London, in Vienna, in Venice, but in the Muslim heartland. There, a lot of scholastic scholars, scholarly scholars were produced. Ibn Hazm, Al-Andalusi, Al-Gharnati, Al-Imam Shatibi, the writer of Shatibiyya, Bada'atu bi bismillahi finnazmi awwala tabaraka rahman rahiman wa maw'ila 1,750 stanzas in Arabic, in Shatiba. It was there. It was there. Ibn Malik, the prolific writer on Ilm al-Nahw, syntax, produces Alfiya. Qala Muhammadun huwa ibn Maliki Ahmad ibn al-Nuqid. People like Al-Bajuri were there. The point here at the beginning is that he was a young man. And you know what? On reaching that peninsula, the local people said, well, this man came here to conquer us, to establish a super culture upon ours. Let's try and seduce him. You know what they did? They brought to him a beautiful young lady. Beautifully beautiful. Mesmerizingly beautiful. Crushingly beautiful. They brought her to him. He looked at her. He said, إِنَّ الْأَيْنَ لَتَشْتَهِي مِنْ أَمْثَالِكِ إِنْ كَانَ الرَّجُلُ صَحِيحًا لَكِنَّنِي جِئْتُ هُنَا لِمُهِمَّةٍ إِنِي شَغَلْتُ بِكِ أَنْ مُهِمَّتِي ظَلَمْتُ مُهِمَّتِي وَإِنِي شَغَلْتُ بِمُهِمَّتِي أَنْكِ ظَلَمْتُكِ اِذْحَبُوا بِهَا أَنِّي لَا حَجَةَ لِي فِيهَا. At the age of 26, he said, well, no eye of a healthy person will look at you without picking interest in you. Girl, you are beautiful. You are attractive. You are. But I am here for an assignment. Young man, if I am, my attention is taken, conquered by your beauty, I am going to wreak havoc on my assignment. And if I am dutiful to my assignment, I will wreak havoc on you. Take her out of me. I am not interested. They say, what? Innal amira zuhimna. Young man, at the age of 26. Later, they brought to him wine. Alcoholic consumption. What did he say? He said, innani uridu ma yazidu fi akli la ila ma yanqusu min akli. I need something to increase my mental activity, not something to drastically reduce my mental functional faculty. I will never take it. Why did I start? To tell you, أُولَٰئِكَ آبَائِي فَجِئِنِي بِمِثْلِهِمْ إِذَا جَمَعَتْنَا يَا جَرِيرُ الْمَجَامِعُ. These are the examples of my parents. Now, the young people of today, what are you doing? This should be the beginning of my discussion. My chairman, going to participate in the debate holding here in DUK, organized by Media Trust, they invited me that governors are going to have debate. To me, this is more important to me, this one. So if there is a remainder of time, I may, otherwise I can be deputized. Somebody is there. To me, I am meeting brothers and sisters, the young ones coming up, let's share the knowledge. My system in presentation, I talk, I ask. So I'm going to ask you, I talk, you should answer me. Are you ready for that? Are you? وَأَوْفُوا بِالْآدِ إِنَّ الْآدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. The topic is today, I told you the date. Today, let me congratulate MSSN. MSS today is almost clocking 70 years. 70 years. MLS was founded in 1954. Next year, 2024, will be 70 years old. So it has done a lot previously, hoping to do more and more and more and more and more. More grace to your elbow. The topic is, as you have heard, announced and introduces leadership and national development, the role of the Muslim youth. So the keywords here are three: leadership, and then national development, and then what? The Muslim youth and his role. Now, let me start first by telling you about the value, the importance, the inescapability of leadership in the house of Islam. Leadership, in Arabic we say al-imara, al-siyada, al-qiyada, ليس كذلك, or al-ri'asa. If you take al-ri'asa, al-ri'asa is from al-ra'as. What is al-ra'as? Because it's the leader. In the head, there are a lot of faculties there. Eyes. It's within the region. The mouth. Okay? The nose. The respiratory organ is here. The eyes look at the road for you. So it is the leader. Hence, they call this part of the body a ra'as. Ra'as from ri'asa. You say the head of state. What do you say? Kanjiha. Kanjiha. That is Hausa. Leader. So because of the importance, you say al-ri'asa. Now, you cannot talk about ri'asa without political, without politics. Siyasa. Correct? Okay, what is siyasa? Literally, siyasa, the ulama say, take the definition. I'm going to ask you. That's my sister. I took, I asked. مَا كُتِبَ قَرَّ وَمَا هُفِضَ فَرَّ. What is documented is assimilated. What is heard goes away. Not you. They say, السياسة هو القيام على الشيء بما يسليه. That is just terminological definition. السياسة, take it again. السياسة هو القيام على الشيء بما يسليه. Meaning to be vigilant on something purposely to make it rectify. But from the technical aspect, السياسة الانشغال بمسائل حكمية لاستعباد الناس إلى خالقه. You use the power machinery to make people worship Allah the Almighty. That is why in chapter 22 of the Quran, chapter 22, verse number 41, Allah says, الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَّنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَحَوْا أَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاللَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. Those that we have established on the face of the earth, okay, they make prayer to be established. That is number one. They give zakat. They command people to do good things and forbid same from committing indecencies and moral laxity. That is the prerequisite of good leadership in Islam. That is siyasa. Similarly, in Sahih Muslim, Hadith 182, in Kitab al-Imara, Muslim reports from Abu Huraira that the Prophet says, كانت بنو إسرائيل تسوسهم أنبياؤهم إذا هلك نبي خلفه نبي. The point is تسوسهم. The Israelite used to be led and governed through their prophet. When a prophet dies, another one crops up. The point is تسوسهم. So siyasa is from sasa. Yesus, siyasatan. Actually, that word sasa In Arabic, in the signs of the syntax, the etymological configuration, الصرف, we call it ساسا فيل عجوفي, العجوف لوجود الحمزة بين السين والسين. So that alif signifies vowel. It's from سوسا يسوس. Like قال, it's from قال. رسولا عربيا, what I'm talking about, okay, like سار يسير. So ساس يسوس, that is leadership. But Lassul will tell you, well, politics is the authoritative allocation of value in society. To me, he said nothing. He's a professor of political science. Authoritative allocation of value in society. What are you saying? Our own definition from our own Islamic civilizational sensitivities are by far much wider, more encompassing than this narrow kind of definition. Because as a Muslim, I remember my professor Abdul Rashid Morton. So yes, we are in the UK. We are not there then. Oh no, we are there. He's a political guru. He taught me political science in university here. Like my Ebon, a non-Muslim, but I learned a lot. All right, may Allah have mercy on the Muslims amongst them. How can you understand that? If you're talking about leadership, politics, leadership are like a sausage, inseparable. Okay? But they tell you that is politics. In Islam, leadership is looked at holistically in the light of chapter number 6, verse 152, 3162. Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسِكِي ومحياي ومماتي لمن لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت أن. Tell them my prayers, my sacrifice, and my living. Leadership is done while living, not in the grave. That's ashay. So Allah says ومحياي. So whatever you do should be punctuated by the do's and don'ts of Allah the Almighty. Don't tell me, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God. That is backward. That is backwardness. Now, because of the importance of leadership, let me quickly give you this breakdown. Imam al-Bukhari, Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari, who was born in 194. Al-Bukhari, in his compendium, Sahih al-Bukhari, wrote Kitab al-Ahkam, the book on leadership. Let's check it. It's the book number 80 in Sahih al-Bukhari. And he wrote Abwab, Bab, sub-chapters. He had exactly 53 chapters of leadership. 53 in Kitab al-Ahkam Bukhari. To tell you what? The importance of leadership. His disciple, Imam Muslim Al-Qushayri An-Naysaburi, in his own compendium, his collection, he has Kitab al-Imara, the book on leadership. It's the book number 33. He had 56 chapters there to prove what? The importance, the necessity, if you like it, the inescapability of leadership in Islam. Comes next to Imam Abu Dawud, Sulaiman ibn al-Ash'af al-Sijistani. He was from Eastern Iran, Abu Dawud. Not from Arabian nation, Eastern Iran. Muslim too was from North Southern Iran. Wonderful. Ibn Majah Qazwini from Qazwin in Iran still. What happened to Iranians? Look at these people with knowledge of Sunnah. Okay, that's a different issue, but they are interrelated anyway, for the sake of knowledge. Abu Dawud in his own hadith, collections composing of 4,800 narratives, He had the book of Kitab al-Kharaj wal-Imara wal-Fay. Al-Imara is mentioned here. Imara means leadership. And it is book 14. He had 41 chapters on leadership. Imam al-Tirmidhi, Isa ibn Isa al-Tirmidhi, in his own collection, Jami' al-Tirmidhi, he has Abwab al-Ahkam, Ar-Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, number 15, he had 42 different chapters still on leadership. Similarly, Imam al-Nasa'i, Ahmad ibn Shu'aib, who died in the year 303 after Hijrah, in his Sunan al-Nasa'i, he has Kitab al-Bay'a, with the Kitab book number 40. He has 39 different chapters concerning leadership. Ya Salah, Ibn Majah, Abu Abdullah al-Qazwini, has Kitab al-Ahkam, like Imam al-Bukhari, the book on leadership, and it is book number 13 with 33 different chapters. Ibn Taymiyyah al-Harrani, who was born in 661 and died 728 Hijri, had a whole book, very important, known as As-Siyasat al-Shari'iyyah fi Islah al-Ra'i wal-Ra'iyyah, Islamic political system in correcting the governors and the governed, the leaders and the men, the teachers and the taught. Very important book. You can ill afford being unable to read it. Get my English. You can ill afford being unable to read it. Get it well. You can ill afford because it matters a lot, especially if you're a political science, political science student. Now, Ibn Taymiyyah, his student, who is that? Who is that? Ibn al-Qayyim has his own book, At-Turuq al-Hukumiyyah, on leadership. Al-Mawardi, you know Al-Mawardi, Sulaiman, has Ahkam al-Sultaniyyah, on leadership. Our own, Abdullah ibn Fodi, the younger brother of, who can tell me? Tell me yes or no. The younger brother of Abdullah of Muhammad Bello. I'm waiting for your answer. You cannot be quiet. You cannot be muted. You have to speak. That is my system. As I talk, you too have to talk. Abdullah ibn Fodi, the younger brother of Muhammad Bello. Yes or no? Give me an answer. Can I hear you? Again? Sisters? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Capital no. He was the younger brother of Sheikh Uthman. He is an uncle to Muhammad Bello. Abdullah ibn Fodi, when he was leaving Sokoto, maybe to go to Sudan, he branched here in Kano. Some years back, talking about more than 100 years back, even 200. People of Kano, we then held him, said, no, you cannot lose people like you. Sit here. Write a book on leadership. He wrote his book. The name of the book is Diya'ul Hukam. Fima lahum wa alayhim min al-ahkam. All this on leadership. So leadership or politics, you cannot play with it. Depending on how the apparatus of power is utilized. Having said this, leadership, you can't play with it. But you know what? At times we make the expensive mistake of thinking, as you're only thinking about the chairman of local government, the governor in a state, the president, the VC in a university, provost, or rector, forgetting about yourself. As SUG president, that is leadership there. MSSN, Amir, is a leadership. The imam in a message is leadership. you as a wife in your house, you are a leader, arguably. Somebody driving a car to Kestina, to Sokoto, to wherever, he's a leader in his own way. You have to drive carefully, professionally, dexterously, otherwise you plunge people into trouble. I hold my job teaching my students, I'm a leader there. I have to teach diligently, competently, professionally, otherwise I am falling apart. So leadership, the concept, conceptualization is much wider than locally envisaged. Get me correctly. So having gotten this, now let me go to the meaning of what is national development. Development itself is what? What's wrong? What is development? Nigeria is undeveloped, correct? Nigeria is underdeveloped. Look, this kind of town, where are you going with these towns? BUK, my university, is developed. To me, I say yes, because it produces me too. But I'm not, selfish. I'm not selling fish anyway. All right? Well, it's developed. If building means development, if absence of examination malpractices means development, and it is, if the teacher undermarking and overmarking student characterize the academic system, then it is developed or undeveloped, depending on the situation. If going nakedly because you are an academic girl, a Muslima, like a kafira, is that development? If imitating the punky guys with your hairdo, with ass down, astaghfirullah, in the name of being a university, that's not. So what I am saying, development is the process of upliftment that can be physically, spiritually, and mentally. In Islam, each and every human being is made of two parts, physical and spiritual. In Quran chapter number 30, Surah to Dawood, or Surah to Sa'd, verses 70 to 71, Allah says, فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. He said, I will create a man from the dust. So you have a dusty part. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ, after I have blown into, after I have proportioned him, I'm blown into of my spirit. So you have the physical and spiritual combination to produce you. So each and every human entity is made of two parts, physical and spiritual. They are like a sausage, inseparable. متدخلان متشابكان متعاونان. But you are a man by spiritual reality, not physical reality. A man can be handsome, but he's an arm rover. He's ugly in this case. A girl can be crushingly beautiful, but she worships dogs. She's the dirtiest of the dirtiest. So spiritual upliftment characterizes you as developed, not physical realities. The physique is going to die. You're going to die. You enter the grave to be consumed by the worms. Allahu Akbar. قد علمنا ما تنقص الأرض منهم عندنا كتاب حفيظ says the Quran. We know what the art is of the body. So when you talk about development and you say national, okay, national development, what is that? Let me give you this quotation. The quotation is taken from a site by the name onacademy.com. Onacademy.com, you can cross check it. They say, the term national development refers to the improvement of an entire nation. End of quotation. Not the development. I take it again. The term national development refers to the improvement of an entire nation. Is Nigeria a nation? Is Nigeria a nation? Of course. Of how many people? 100 million? Nigeria is the seventh most populous nation on the face of the earth today. Do you know that? China number one. Which again? India. Which again? America. Which again? You don't know. Indonesia. Which again? Brazil. That is sixth. China, India, USA, Indonesia, Brazil, Pakistan, beautiful. Then Nigeria, number seven. Number eight, Bangladesh. Number nine, Russia. Number 10, Mexico. These are the giant of the world today. But can we compete with Russia? No. Developmentally speaking? Can you fight Ukraine? Well, I bring peace, not pieces on the face of the earth. So now they are saying, refers to the improvement of an entire nation. Now they go on to say, the term national development refers to the improvement of a country in all areas, including the political, economic, social, cultural, scientific, and material spheres. End of quotation. From onacademy.com. Now I say, wonderful. Look at you. Why didn't you mention spiritual spheres? They talked only on physicality to the detriment and injury of spirituality. يا خادم الجسم كم تشقى لخدمته أتعبت نفسك فيما في خسران أقبل على النفس فاستكمل فضائلها فأنت بالروح لا بالجسم إنسان. You are by the spiritual reality a man, not by your own physical realities. Am I communicating? Am I communicating? Beautiful. Now that is what they talk about, what development. Now, let me add to something I read. In Nigeria today, there is what they call National Development Plan. There is a body of government that is charged with the responsibility of national development. They have something to say, and let me share with you. Just like NPC, National Population Commission. Just like INEC. They say the National Development Plan of Nigeria, listen, you're Nigerians, targets an increase in the labor force of the country to 74 million people by the year 2025, 2 years to come. Projected target. Get it? Then accordingly, we also want for 2021 to be about 67.05 million people actively in labor, having something to do. Projection. And they say by the year 2022, last year, the figure should have drastically gone up to reach 68.5 8.75 million. By 2023, this current year, the projected number should be 70.44 million persons being gainfully employed. By the year 2024, should be 72.20 million persons, and 2025, the figure I have already given you from onacademy.com. Now, I begin to throw this $1 million question. Are our people gainfully employed today? Now you are students, young people. You are likely to graduate to go to the labor market. I don't hope so for you. I hope you will be gainfully employed, because the education we are acquiring is an investment education. The higher the qualification, the bigger the salary. It's okay, because to be self-reliant is much better than extending your hand to be given. Somebody says, "Man madda yadahu la yamuddu rijlahu." He who extends hand to be given cannot extend his leg to walk freely. You are the giving. Be the giver, not the given. Unless otherwise there is a compelling necessity. Am I communicating? Am I? Okay. Now you have this national development. But in our understanding, okay, now they explain how do you achieve national development. And that is quotation. Listen, they say from the same site on academy.com, they say national development is achieved by focusing on improving social infrastructure. Infrastructural facilities to be developed, to be focused on ensuring basic necessities like healthcare and education to be accessible to all. Is education today in the Nigerian context accessible to all? Our universities today, alhamdulillah, at times are even drastically slower than the number looking for admission. During my days, when coming to BUK, my cutoff mark was just too low then, and I made it. But today, has been skyrocketed. At times, post-UAM was done just to, it's kind of just a way, a system to accommodate, to beat the challenging situation. That is why investment in private universities is very, very important. But the Muslims are lagging behind in this aspect. Lagging. We can only boast of not up to 10 universities, not up to 10 universities owned by the Muslims today. Al-Qalam in Kazana. Al-Hikmah in Elore. Which one again of your thinking? Istiqama. They're coming. Khadija University in Majia of... But today now, the people who are we are together in this country, they have more than 50 universities today. Some in the pipeline on the table of NUC, to just give them clarification, go ahead. Now I will tell you what I call the 10-point agenda for us to achieve development. Now you have heard all what I have said. Now my emphasis here is on the youth, and again, the meaning of leadership. But again, what is the concept of national development? But from a Muslim perspective, development means to be developed spiritually. Believe you me, if the level of your taqwa ranks higher and higher, you are developed. Your ability to maintain prayers 5 times a day, unfailingly, you are developed. Your ability to control your gazes against looking at things haram, you are developed. Even if you are narrow-less, cover-less, dollar-less, that is development, if only you understand. But combine the two, all right? And development means to have security. That is our understanding. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. In chapter number 41, so the first line. Similarly, إن الذين قالوا ربما استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. In chapter 40, الأحقاب. And things like this. Similarly, in the Quran chapter 2, verse 177, Allah says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالصَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. That is Quran 2177. There it mentions 10 points. If you have them, you are developed. You are developmentally developed. If you can possess all the cars in Kano and so what? If every single hair in your body is a degree and so what? You can have it. This guy can be your limit. But for you to be developed, Allah says in chapter 49, verse number 13, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِوَاتْ إن أكرمكم إن الله أكثركم مالا أكبركم سنة أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. The base of you in the eyes of Allah is the base character wise, is the base attitudinally, is the base being conscious of Allah Almighty. That is our understanding of what of develop. So a developed Muslim youth does not commit shirk. Because we're talking about Muslim youth. A developed Muslim youth does not commit zina. Ever done. A developed Muslim youth is not a liar, a backbiter, a drunkard, a fornicator, a adulterer, misfit. He's not. He's intellectually superb, academically on the high side. He does not plagiarize, does not giraffe an examination. You know giraffe and bar? And winky, maso winky. Copy paste. Because of mental laziness, he is always bookish. He reads, he is bookworm. He reads. How many of you, how many books do you read in a week, in a month? Now you want to be like a professor. He read. Now he's what he is. You want can I think he kiss on wench back in the gashin can wench? They have some assets. So I am saying if you want to be like them, walk like them, wasting your time on the internet, chatting the chatterbox, chatting. TikTok. What's not the biggest time? Football. Allahu Akbar. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You can't even read the Quran. Read Fatiha. No way. You know Sabiya. In the broken English. So what I am saying, if really you want to grasp the meaning of development, that is the meaning here. Combine the two. Walk on things beautifully. But you should be armed with taqwa, with knowledge. It is only through that you will be able to contribute your quota. Now, there is a hadith reported by Al-Imam Bukhari. In Bukhari and Muslim, hadith is hadith number 660. Again, Bukhari reported it in hadith 1423, and again in 6479, again had in 6806, in four places in Bukhari's compendium. But Muslim reported it in Kitab al-Zakat, باب فضل إخفاء الصدقة حديث 131. But Bukhari says كتاب الأذان باب من جلس في المسجد. Listen to the hadith. He says سبعة يذلهم الله في ذله يوم لا ذل إلا ذلهم. Number one, إمام. This is very popular. إمام. Number two, وشاب نشأ في بلة ربه. Beautiful. Number three, ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد. Number four, ورجلان تحبا في الله اجتمع وتفرقا عليه. Number five, ورجل دعت امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله. Number six, ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه. Finally, number seven, ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه. Beautiful hadith. The point is this. Seven classes of people are going to be shedded, if you like it, in Allah's shade on Al-Qiyamah. Number one, a just leader. Just leader. G.S.T. Number two, young man. Imagine, a Muslim. Here comes the point. And you see, before going further, who is youth anyway? Are you all youth? I'm asking, are you? But Amana, Samarine, who? Kuma, Miza Machini, Emachani, Kumako? Toshikan. What I am saying is that, who is the youth? If you want to know who is the youth, you go to Quran chapter number 30, verse number 54. Read it. Allah says, الله الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعض ضعف قوة. That's correct. ثم جعل من بعض قوة ضعفا وشيبا يخلق ما يشاء وهو العليم القدير. That is where you can locate who is the youth. Allah says it is Allah who created you from weakness. After weakness, strength. After strength, weakness and gray hair, white hair. Meaning, the older you are, the weaker you become. That's correct. Allah says in chapter 30, Surah Yasin, verse number 68. Read the ayah. Allah says what? وَمَن نُؤَمِّرْنَ كِسُفُ الْخَلْقَ أَفَلَا يَاكِلُوا. The one to whom we've given long life, we reduce him. We call it the law of growth and decay. It applies to all human created entities. Now that is the youth. The ulama are saying, الشَّبَابُ مَرْحَلَةُ الْقُوَّةَ بَيْنَ ضَعْفَيْنَ. Youthfulness is an age between two weaknesses. The weakness of being minor, the weakness of being major, senior. That's why you can conveniently locate who is the youth. Now, you see, the Quran talks about the youth a lot. This Quran chapter 21, verse number 60, concerning Prophet Abraham. What did they say? قَالُوا سَمِئِنَا فَاتًا يَذْكُرُ قَبْلَهُ. We heard of a young man, Satan. Read Quran chapter number 18, verse number 10. Naam. Is our fitia too? Fitia. When young people are retired to a cave. Similarly, in verse number 13, subsequently, innahum fitia to namanu bi rabbihim. Fitia, fitia, fitia. To tell you what? That is the time of struggle. Prophet Abraham in chapter 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 24. Read it. إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ أَذَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَةً إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. When Ibrahim said to his dad, oh my father, will you take, you know, an idol? We are you. Maryam in chapter 19, verse 19. Read the Surah to Maryam. Nana Maryam, when angel Jibril came to her in a form of a fully grown of man, he looked at her. What did she say? قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا قالت أنى يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا قرآن 1919 You see, because she was full of spirituality. So when you talk about Muslim youth, not so Muslim in America, but I want to tell you, even in America today, you come across a lot of youth who wallahi, you will be surprised. I went to an American prison for a preaching. They invited me from New York City. I was driven in a car, 15-hour journey. In a car, I didn't use the flight. In the city of Huntingdon. Oh, you see what? Not Huntingdon. Yeah, Huntingdon, really. In the state of Pennsylvania. In the prison yard, they call it correctional home. The first time I came across the name correctional, in Nigeria, copy, they come from America. Follow. Everything you copy there. Now, today, they don't say chairman, they say chair. Because some feminists feel saying cheer is an insult to feminism. So they ask, I say, okay, cheer. No longer cheer man. You can't say cheer woman, of course. So they're now maintaining only cheer. Okay, that's a different thing. What I'm saying, the prisoners there, that was in 2016 or 2017. Wallahi, a lot of them from the city of Philadelphia, Muslims, and Ahl Sunnah. When you make any quotation from Ibn Taymiyyah, they say, oh, Hadha Shaykhuna. That is number one. In the city of Newark, which is the capital of the state of New Jersey, after leaving New York City, through the Washington Bridge, 20 American young boys memorized Quran. 20, 15. And I was requested to be the guest speaker there. Like I shed tears out of ecstasy, out of happiness. I said, oh, this is America. Where drug abuse is there, where rascality is there, where redundancy is there, yet Allah is Allah. Many of them memorize. This I have been saying in so many places. Similarly, a young man by the name Ayub, his name Ayub, that was in 2017 or thereabouts. In the city of Atlanta, in the state of Georgia of America, I was giving a talk and the young man was there looking at me with his cowboy-like cap. At the end of this, he shared. أنا رجل أمريكي هنا ولد in Arabic like from Medina. I say wow according to what they say. I don't say wow, but I said it there. You know what? He told me I became a Muslim at the age of 16. Then I told myself I can never live in this country full of a lot of bad things. I said, what did you do? Ayub, his name is Ayub. He said, I had to leave USA to go to Yemen and study Islam. He memorized Quran there. When I met him, he was the age of 26. He drove me from the city of Atlanta to the city of in North Carolina, Greensboro. As he was driving the car, he said, yeah, Sheikh, can I hear a recitation? Ask me to listen. No. I want to hear your own. The point is, a young man in that place where a lot of things bad take place, drug abuse, killing, imagine. What do you have to cherish there? Nothing. To me, to live in my village in Kano is by far better than living there. To me. But Allah does everything. Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir, young man. So now I thought of my young boys and girls in Nigeria. How can you compete with Ayub? Let me tell you, you have more than 20,000 Ayubs in Nigeria. One thing will make you happy with Nigerian youth is that we have one of the lion's share of the memorizers of Quran in Kano, in Nigeria, across Africa. We thank Allah for that. You want to know this? Go to the places of Tahajjud, the month of Ramadan. You will be surprised. Little kid, reading the Qur'an from Fatiha Baqara. Min al jinnati wa nas. Open. Some of them are here, I believe. Amongst you, there are others. Here too, there are girls. Because ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُوتِيهِ. So, the youth, that's why I started with Abdurrahman al-Dakhil. Now, I question. Who was the grandfather of Abdurrahman al-Dakhil? I told you I would ask you. Before I count five, answer me. One, two, three. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Four, five. Hisham ibn Abdul Malik. In which year did he arrive the Iberian Peninsula? That means he didn't write. And I told you, I will ask you, what is written is memorized. What is not, it gets. Just to refresh your memory. Having said all this, on a final note before concluding, there are 13 points that all the Muslim youth should hold if they want to give their contribution to national development. Number one, security. You make sure in your locality you help and make sure the society is secure. That you can do. Especially now today you have this kidnapping, these kind of things. In your own place you can do everything possible to make sure their dastardly act are blocked. Through your way. Through calling to phone, you can help. In the university, maintain security in the university. Don't engage in senseless demonstrations, okay, vandalizing university. You are vandalizing yourself. The doctors have their degree already. You are the one in the water. That is how you can help as a young man. Don't allow anybody to just blow into your ear a negative information. Number one, I said what? Security. And I want to tell you, security, Allah says, those that will have security are those who fear Allah. Read Quran chapter 6, verse 182. He says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِذُرْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ. Those who fear Allah without committing shirk, for them shall be al-am security. Today we feel security is to have gadgets, to have guns. No. Security in Islam is of two kinds. There is physical and spiritual security. You can be physically secure, but if you are a drunkard going after you, you are not secure because you are allowing Satan to attack you. That is insecurity. One security, fear Allah. Now, today our money is undergoing the process of redesignation. Now some people told me, there are some people exploiting people's need. He tells you, okay, I will give you 10,000 newly designed naira. Give me the old one to be expired very soon, and I'm going to give you. You are going to give me 12,000. Profiting how many naira? That is haram. People are doing that. And I learned that DS is doing something very important because it is haram. It is riba. riba is dangerous. Read Quran Baqarah 2275. الذين يقولون الربا لا يقومون to the end of it because of time factor. That is number one. What did I say? Security. Number two, food production. As a young Muslim young man, you can help Nigeria to be self-sufficient in food production. Don't say, well, I'm a university looking for my degree. Your faculty of agri here in the university here, you can learn the mechanisms, okay? Extension services. You can do that. Have a farm in your backyard. As a young man, as a young lady, that can be done, definitely. If any nation is self-sufficient in food production, that nation can be boastful. I know of a city in America, they call it farming done. Farming done. It's a predominantly farming state in Pennsylvania. So that is number two. Farming. Even the Quran tells the Quraysh, Alladhi at'amahum min ju'in wa amanahum min khawf. Quran 106, chapter, verse number 4. So that is number two. As a Muslim youth, you can help in making leadership good and similarly in contributing your quota for national development. Concerning leadership, I will come to that before my time is up. That is number two. Number three, quality education. Yeah, very important. We want education to be qualitative. Education is beyond the paper I have acquired during my courses, okay? It's on your own. It is going to much higher. Your attitude, your character, education. In choosing leaders, make sure they are good. Not just a political prostitute, Uzzubillah. Some of them, you know, are there. Some are very, very good, inshallah. So make sure good people are elected into the office. Now, I think the debate is going right now, maybe, here in BOP. Those to be elected should have the qualities. Should be accessible, should be responsible, reasonable, corruption-free. If you're approached by them in trying to corrupt leadership, make sure you're not corrupt. That is through education. Security, food, what again? What again? Quality education, not quantity. Quantity doesn't matter. What matters is quality. Even a lady in the house, she can help in improving the education of her kid. I have been telling our mothers, you can give your child 2 ayats from Quran on daily basis. Let them memorize it. Wallahi, you will be surprised. At the count of the year, how many verses have you memorized? Teach our kids how to pray during putting their gown, eating the food, returning to the bed. Very important. How many suffer? I say what? Security? Food? What again? Quality education. Number four, job opportunities. Yeah. Now we are talking about development plan. Well, how can a Muslim youth be here? He definitely can be there. If you happen to be employed in these parastatal, don't use impunity. Or saying this belongs to me. Make employment something very important. Because if we are producing highly educated boys and girls without job, idle hands, they say, are the devil's workshop. Oh yeah, that is important. Security, food, quality education, job opportunities. Number five, shelter. Shelter. If somebody wants to marry a lady without where to keep her, is that going to be possible? It's not. You've got to have where you can shelter yourself. How can you help as a Muslim youth? Yeah, do something. Own your own house. It's practically possible. Does not come from the sky. Don't rely on anybody. That is important. Shelter. Number six, is it five or six? Environmental cleanliness. Very important. Environmental clean. You have a friendly environment. Today in Kano, you see a lot of refuse heaped in the front of people's houses. Flies flying. Mosquito infested eaves. We have a lot of diseases. The water, not clean. Your waterborne diseases. As a young man, how can you help? Through enlightenment campaign. Insecticide. Taking in your area. That can be done. Remove the dust there. Can be of physical behavior. That can be important. Be productively productive. That is important. So for how many points have I mentioned? How many points? Beautiful. Healthcare delivery system. Health is very important. Because health is wealth. Health is what? Wealth. And as a young man, as a Muslim, how do you help the nation? In Buki, we have hospital for healthcare services. For the students as well. For the teachers. Is that all right? So you can be of a great help in making sure healthcare is maintained. You make sure to abort any effort in bringing expired drugs. Today, drug abuse in Kano, astaghfirullah. And more than 80% of these dirty things are consumed by the youth. But the youth, drug abuse, system abuse. You can be of great help for national development, making sure these things are stopped. May Allah make it easy. How many so far? How many? Seven? Number eight. Good drugs. Well, you say, that's not our responsibility. You have a state there too. The roads leading you outside Kano, BUK, you can be of help. You happen to be employed there. What have you done in making sure our roads are motorable? But today, most of our roads are just like death traps. Death traps. A lot of people are dying in thousands because of negative roads. As you are speeding, abruptly there is a big hole. You apply brake, it somersaults. Try to dodge, you die. Go and see Saudi roads. Believe you me, from Jeddah to Dammam, Dammam to Khobar, Khobar to Riyadh, you don't see pitfalls. As you are trying to say, take a rail. I remember I traveled one day from London to Birmingham in UK. Believe you me, you see the road just like this one. Nigeria uncle. Corruption. So roads are very important. That's number what? Number nine, power supply. Very important. Today our power supply is epileptic. You know epilepsy, huh? You know epilepsy? What is epilepsy? It's a mental set of illness that makes somebody fall constantly. So epileptic. The trouble with Nigerian power supply, either at GOTOD, GTD, generation of trouble, transmission or wire. I can hear genset. Is it genset? Where is NEPA? NEPA, never exit power always, they say. Definition of NEPA, never expect power always. That is the definition of NEPA. I'm not the one talking it. Now where is power? You go to South Africa with about just 48 million people, according to Magaji Dambata, may Allah mercy on his, they have more than 40,000 megawatts. I'm not talking Nigerian population. Ghana celebrated 10-year unbreakable power supply because of Akosombo power. Imagine. So that is number nine, power supply.
You as a young man, you can help in making sure we have an epileptic course of life through paying your bill. Don't interfere with the gadget. Be responsible and reasonable. Is that correct? That is number what? Number nine. Number ten. Did I mention water? Water. Water is life. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَى يُؤْمِنُونَ in chapter number 21. Water is life. As a young man, don't squander water. Don't embezzle water. Today we have a negative situation. Somebody goes and buys a leather bag of full of pure water. The little kids, if one of them takes one and kiss it, the remainder he dumps it down. His younger brother takes a new one like this. They feel not easy to drink the remainder of his brother. This is un-Islamic. This is a negative behavior. Corrected. As a young Muslim, you can do your best and make a single good. How many so far? 10. Number 11, fight corruption. Kill corruption or it kills you. Is it corruption to ask somebody to write examination on my behalf in BUK? No, you have to talk. You have to talk. Is it corruption?
Yes.
Is it done by some people?
Yes.
Don't do it. Maintain your sagacity, your mental capacity, your ability. Don't steal. The scholars are saying if you use somebody's degree, you go for all your action haram. Do you hear me? You borrow somebody's BSc, master's, PhD, you're getting money, you are eating haram. It's not out of your own sweat, somebody's sweat, because of your mental laziness. Try. Allah will help you, definitely. So corruption troubles our nation, Nigeria. May Allah keep us out of it. Mr. Chairman, permit me, Professor, to finish because of time is almost up. That is, how many so far? Corruption. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا corruption. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا corruption. Corruption. Corruption, according to French people. Ce n'est pas bien. The Francais. It's nothing. It's not good. Dawa belongs to whom? It belongs to Allah. So fight corruption. Even these Al-Majuris commit corruption today. You give them food. The big one will tilt the bowl to himself. Will be boxing the rest. Get away from me. Corruption. A woman in a house, the husband will give her money for antenatal in the hospital. The remainder in a pocket. Somebody, because the brown envelope can grant admission to a boy not competent to a faculty in a university because he has collected something. Something. Corruption. In the assembly, some members of the House of Assembly, some parliamentarians will do padding. You know padding? Padding. They will add something into the budgetary proposal. It's not part of it. They will add, waiting for the president or governor to just sign. If it is signed, they will collect it, the remaining will give it to you. It's called pardon, and it is haram. Corruption all over the place. Don't do it as a young man. Don't begin to be criticizing leaders. When you are given leadership, you fail. Seek for Allah's assistance. That is number what? Number 11. Number what? 11 or 12. Be accessible. Accessibility. As a leader, open your door to the people. For example, you want to see Amir MSS. or VC of the university or an any or an imam, they should be accessible. Meaning, don't just close yourself in an area. Nobody can just come to you. You are a public property anyway. That is very important. That is important even in the matrimony. Between you and your wife, your better half, be accessible to her constantly. She too should be to you accessible. Accessibility is the key word here. What about leadership? That is number what? Be accessible to your younger ones. You go on vacation, on holidays, be accessible as a young man. Teach the young ones in your house what you have learned. Buy new board. Hey, come on. Yahya, Abdul Karim, Maimuna, Aisha, yalla ta'ala wa allimukum ma ta'allamtum fi al-madrasa. Give them what you have learned. Qul lahum, hadha barraq. Hadhihi sayyara. هذا بيت تعلموا واكتبوا تعلموا حتى تكونوا ناطق باللغة العربية. That is important. Teach them English if you like it. Teach them French. These colonialistic languages. Comment tu t'appelles, je m'appelle. Give them if you fear, if you're kittle. That is number what? Number 13. I said 13 point agenda. Be humble. Don't be arrogant. Never. Don't be arrogant. As a young Muslim, you should be known by your good behavior. Arrogant, don't. In Hausa, I have been saying, Girmankai ban kyau. Girmamakai yana da kyau. Which one do you take? Any difference between Girmankai and Girmamakai? Oh, a world of difference. I think it's time to rest my case because of time factor. I thank you very much for this wonderful turnout. May Allah bless you. May Allah make you come out with flying colors, with your high sounding degrees, and may Allah make it stepping stone to Al-Jannah. Mr. Chairman, sir, thank you for the opportunity. Amir, Mrs. MSs in general, I thank you for your turnout. Finally, read this prayer. Read as I read. Say after me, Allahumma, Allahumma, sallimna min al-uyubi, wajannibna al-wuku'a fi al-zunubi, وهب لنا املا هو عندك من المرغوب يا علام الغيوب ويا رب المربوب. Take it again. اللهم سلمنا من العيوب وجنبنا الوقوع في الذنوب وهب لنا املا هو عندك من المرغوب يا علام الغيوب ويا رب المربوب. Who has memorized it? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.